Good morning, and here's the news. The Commissioner of the Office of Financial Institutions, John Marsh, says OFI served the CEO of the Turtle Bank of American Samoa a complaint regarding the failure of TBAS to file an audit for fiscal year 2022 on time. Marsh was responding to KHJ News questions as to what action OFI, as the regulatory agency for the banks, is taking on the failure of TBAS to file its audit on time. This failure was reported in the American Samoa Economic Development Authority's disclosure report to investors on the general revenue and refunding bonds. TBAS has informed the American Samoa Economic Development Authority that it will not have its FY 2022 audit complete on time, nor have given a time frame for it to be complete, said ACIDA. Marsh said in a statement in response to our inquiries that TBAS CEO Dave Buehler will have the opportunity to address our concerns at a hearing that has not yet been scheduled, adding, "I would stress that our complaint does not raise any concerns about the safety of deposits held at TBAS. The complaint is in keeping of the normal oversight activities that OFI and the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco regularly conduct to ensure that TBAS is operating in a safe and sound manner. In the meantime, KHJ News has been informed of a recommendation to remove Mr. Buehler as head of TBAS. It's understood that the recommendation was made to the TBAS board. KHJ News asked the chairman of the board, Senator Tongyola Tulafono, if this is true, but our email to him mistakenly referred to the ACIDA board instead of the TBAS board. Tongyola replied, "I am not a member of the ACIDA board, so I'm not privy to any communication between them and the governor. As an observer, I would guess that there cannot be any truth at all to such a rumor." The late filing of the TBAS audit means ASG cannot submit a complete audit to the bond investors as required by the bond covenant. This could trigger the bond being called, a higher interest rate being charged, or a downgrade of ASG's credit rating. KHJ News sought comments from the ACIDA board. A press release from ACIDA said, "The American Samoa Economic Development Authority is the government's bond issuance arm. Part of ACIDA's requirements for investors of its bonds is to provide quarterly and annual disclosure for the investment community. As part of the FY 2022 annual disclosure, ACIDA informed investors that the Territorial Bank of American Samoa TBAS failed to provide audited FY 2022 financial statements on time. Inquiries regarding the reason for TBAS being late should be directed to TBAS officers and board members. According to the TBAS statute, the audited financial report is due 4 months after the end of the fiscal year. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is looking into the accident at the government shipyard at Satala last Wednesday, which took the life of 23-year-old Ricky Famuana of Satala. CEO Carlos Sanchez said, "We are in contact with OSHA." Famuana, who started working at the Ronald Reagan Marine Railway in March, died while working underwater with three co-workers. Several, including experienced divers, have said that the young man should never have been allowed to dive since he is untrained and not certified. Sanchez explained that Famuana was instructed by a certified diver who was with him during the accident. Two other divers who have been in training for a month and are ready to be certified were there with him too, he said. Sanchez pointed out, "One has to dive in order to learn how to dive. This young man came to the shipyard without knowing how to weld, and in 6 months he was welding. How he learned is by welding. He didn't know how to drive any equipment, but learned through driving them." He said for months, Ricky asked to be allowed to learn how to dive. "How can you stop someone that wants to learn?" said Sanchez. He stated Ricky was a hardworking and very pushy to learn more and more. "He reminded me of myself when I was young. I always wanted to learn," said Sanchez. A power outage in parts of the Western District was attributed to an underground cable fault in front of Kokomart in Tafuna. It tripped out Feeder 6, the second largest distribution feeders on Tutuila, supplying power from the Tafuna power plant to Malaimi, Mesepa, Falinu, Pavaya'i, Aloau, and the Futinga intersection. Executive Director of ASPA, Wallen Young, said the outage occurred at 7:45 Saturday night and the load on Feeder 6 was transferred to Feeder 7, but the area between the Tafuna plant and Kokomart was taken offline so linemen could repair the cable. He said cable repairs and the full restoration of Feeder 6 was complete at 10:22 p.m. The reopening of Whangarei Airport comes with higher airfares on the inter-Samoa route. Samoa Airways, which begins flying from Whangarei today, has hiked its fares from 822 tala to 835 tala round trip, or US$328 to $334 return. Talofa Airways is still using Faleolo Airport, but has now included the departure tax in its round trip fares, raising it from $280 US to $295. Samoa Observer reports the Minister of Public Enterprises, Latinu'u Wayne So'oyalo, explained that the increase in airfares is reasonable with the shifting of operations to Whangarei, as it incurred a cost for both airlines and the Samoa Airport Authority. He said, with the old system at Faleolo International Airport, there was only one crew who carried out these responsibilities for the Apia Pangopango route. He said Samoa Airways only paid one rent fee when they worked at Faleolo. Now a whole crew will be shifted to Whangarei. This means there will be two rents to be paid. The minister said, remember, it's not just the new staff, but there'll also be new computers, new desks, and more will be needed. Travellers, meanwhile, are calling the fare increase unfair when the flight route between Whangarei and Tafuna is very short. And that's the news.